Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Bakke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball four. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Bakke and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hubbard. The throw from Baki and he is safe. Hubbard steals second. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hubbard moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Royster bunts towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubbard scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Braves. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chambliss. The throw from Baki and he is out, Giles applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentine moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Staub moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Benedict moves to second. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chambliss. Zachary moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Royster. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Zachary scores. Wilson scores. It's Braves, 3, Mets, 3. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Bochy and he is safe. Washington steals second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Chambliss moves to second. It's Braves, 4, Mets, 4. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0-for-2 in the game. Bakke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Royster. Bakke reaches second base with a double. George Foster pinch hits for Pat Zachary. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Brett Butler pinch hits for Phil Niekro. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Royster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Royster goes all the way around to score. Ramirez moves to second. It's 5-4, Braves. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Bakke and he is safe. Washington steals second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-3 in the game. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Brett Butler now playing center field. Dale Murphy now playing left field. Jerry Royster now playing third base. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 4. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Benedict moves to third. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Royster is hit by the pitch. Butler moves to second. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benedict scores. Butler scores. Royster moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8 to 4, Braves. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Royster scores. Ramirez moves to third. Washington moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Murphy is walked intentionally. Steve Bedrosian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bedrosian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Johnson now playing third base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hubbard strikes out. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Chambliss moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chambliss moves to third. Benedict moves to second. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bruce Bochy. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Hodges moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 9, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.